Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
I can't help it. I've really tried. I tried to not talk yesterday. I drank all kinds of wellness tea. I've done all, and now I have actual Halls and not peppermints that y'all were getting on to me.
Good morning, yesterday. Brandon Baxter.
Man, she swallowed a lot of those thumbtacks this go around.
I don't know if I'd swallow any thumbtacks if I were you.
I could just whisper
I don't
the
know
whole
what
time.
That is.
Yeah, go ahead. There was a song, the Whisper song. Remember that? It was some rap song.
Ooh, I do remember that.
What the heck was it?
That is a dirty song.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You and your mom used to listen to it?
What? That's weird.
She'd be driving him to school. It was around that time, so I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, Kelly's voice was the talk of the office because people were like, is she okay? Is something wrong with her?
And here's the thing, like, I feel great. I'm not going to win. I feel great, but it's just like my voice and I sound horrible. Like something's majorly wrong.
I hope there's not, because here we are giggling, and this will be on a podcast. Oh, so remember when Kelly was looking past the symptoms?
Right. Yeah.
She thought it was funny and a joke.
Great.
Some kind of awful.
Anyway, but people were concerned about her.
Yeah.
And speaking of The Office, I'm glad you brought that up. Not the TV show, but The Office around here. Kelly wasn't the only one that was being discussed.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, was it me?
It wasn't you. Oh. If there were any, if there was anything discussed about you, it wouldn't be anything you would want to hear anyway.
Oh gosh.
No, we of course we have this this new employee, the new girl, mm-hmm. and man, everybody was swarming her yesterday.
Bless her.
Oh my gosh.
Is it like she's on the fuchsia carpet at the MTV Video Music Awards?
No, I don't think she was dressed like anything on the VMA Awards.
Not that she's dressed like that.
Yeah.
But
no, it wasn't anything like that.
It's like the paparazzi clamoring for the people walking by.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what it is. So I walked in yesterday to my little cubicle office area, and lo and behold, you had two employees who were talking to the new employee as they were all watching a soap opera.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I thought, man, look at this.
This is productivity.
We're getting some work done today.
Paying people to watch soap operas.
Yeah. And so they were.
Who turned that on?
I have no idea. It was already on by the time I walked in, and I was like, okay. And then they started discussing how they used to watch it and different people on the show. And they were getting in depth about The Young and Restless.
Hmm.
This same new employee decided the other day that there was so much BS happening down in the sales area that she went to a little cubby hole down the hall.
No.
Like on day number two.
I don't know how she gets any work done.
She can't get anything done. So dumb.
And call me a jerk, but as soon as they all walked out of the room, I turned the TV off immediately. And was like, nope, can't be watching this.
No. Mm. And everybody's trying to impress a new person. Mm. Everybody wants to be the funniest guy in the room. Everybody wants to be the happiest and the smartest.
Let me tell you, there's nothing like impressing somebody but spitting knowledge out about a soap opera.
Man.
Impressive.
That is awesome.
Gosh. Nailed it.
So embarrassing.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today is Tuesday. It's August 21st of 2018. And a tornado touched down in Paragould yesterday evening right around 5:30. A number of trees were down across Greene County, including one that fell onto a home.
Prosecutors in Colorado have charged Christopher Lee Watts with 9 felonies, including several first-degree murder charges for allegedly killing his pregnant wife and their 2 young daughters earlier this month.
And the preseason Associated Press Top 25 dropped yesterday, and the defending college football national champion, Alabama, is ranked number 1, Clemson is ranked number 2, and Georgia comes in at number 3.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of crazy to look at high temperatures in the low 80s.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Summer's almost over. What's happening?
I'm kind of excited about those temperatures for the day.
I am too.
Yeah, you're excited until it hits 30 in November.
Okay, then I won't be excited anymore.
Exactly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So what's up with you posting pictures after the fact? Like, y'all went to the zoo this weekend.
Yeah.
And you posted the pictures later.
Well, the day after.
Oh, dude.
Is that not allowed?
You're supposed to do it the day of.
Well, I mean, I guess I've seen people do that and call it like a later gram.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
But then the very...
That's such a lie.
Hashtag later gram.
That's what I was doing, is a later gram. I meant that.
But you also, like, at first I didn't think you posted your wife in the pictures because like the very first picture was you and Kai. Although I will say it's really cute because y'all are both in sunglasses and I thought it was a really cute picture, but...
That's why I did that one.
But why didn't you post all three of you in sunglasses for the? Because typically, if you do something with your family, you would post a picture of all three of you. Like, it kind of looks like you're trying to take all the credit.
That's not true. That is not what I was going for.
Me and my son alone.
That isn't what
zoo.
I was doing.
I am the best dad ever. Look at me.
I would be lying if I say that didn't cross my mind at first, but that was a really good picture of me and Kai.
And the one.
And the glasses, man. The glasses made it.
That was really cute. Are those his own glasses?
Yeah, I bought him some that look like mine.
They're really cute.
And he only wore them for a second.
Yeah.
Like, because most kids probably have,
they
like,
they don't
you know,
want to wear them, yeah.
No, oh, it's like, yeah, they don't fit right, Dad. Yeah. But he wore them for the pictures when we got there. Because I'm like, Kai, you don't have to squint.
Oh, like,
when you realize you don't have to squint when you're out in the sun when you wear glasses, because kids don't get that.
Yeah.
And the first glasses I bought him were like those, you know.
Like little Spider-Man glasses or something like that.
Oh, the cheesy guy.
Aww.
But he was a little baby
at
that point.
He was little.
Okay, if he was like two, it's okay.
Dude, anything you're jealous of that picture.
That is a really cute
picture.
That
is pretty cool.
Of Kai.
Thank you. Ooh. I just knew my wife would say something about it, though. And she probably will. I don't think she's seen it yet.
Once she listens to the podcast, she'll be like, yep, Kelly knows.
Yeah, she'll be like, you kept me out of there. Why'd you keep me out of there? Because what I was wearing? Because we did have that discussion about what you wear to the zoo. Mm. And I'm like, I don't want to go there and look trashy.
I did notice you tried to hide your cargo shorts.
Because I think now that I look back at the pictures, I do think they look dated. And I need some help with them. I bet I bought these
17 years ago.
Probably. That's what's so awful about it.
2001.
And so, also, I'm jealous of one of the pictures. Okay, because y'all got to feed giraffes.
Oh, the giraffes are awesome, man.
And their tongues are like 6 feet long. Did it touch
you? They're not 6 feet long.
They're so long.
They're not 6 feet long.
Just about.
I think they're 18 inches.
They're huge.
Because the lady was telling us, she gave us the full rundown of the giraffes. She's been at the zoo for 25 years, right? And she's an elderly woman, but she helped us last time we were there too. So she's telling us all about these giraffes. And the one in the background, his name is Nicholas. He is legitimately, guys, 17 feet tall.
Oh my God.
He is a freaking giant.
Wow.
And like, he's had a couple of the babies that are there at the zoo. So I'm over there trying to take pictures close to the giraffes. Like, how cool is it to have a picture right up next to a giraffe, right? It's not every day. And she gave me this warning. I just want to warn you that there's a couple of those giraffes that will take your phone. So I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, it's almost like a game to the giraffes because their tongues are so long. If you're trying to get up close to them, they've seen a giraffe take their tongue out, wrap it around the phone. They take the phone, walk away, and dump it off in some bushes.
Are you being
that
serious?
Makes me love giraffes even
and
more.
She says that people don't get the phones back because it's back there in like the whole the habitat.
Oh my goodness.
And if you get down on the level of a giraffe, they can't really see you because they're so tall and their eyes are on the side of their heads, and they'll kick you and they could kill you or decapitate you.
Are you being serious?
All 100% true.
Whoa.
So if they take your phone, if the giraffe uses their tongue, takes your phone and drops it, you've lost your phone.
You know what? It's worth it though to have that story to say I was trying to take a picture with a giraffe and it grabbed my phone. Like an elephant trunk?
I mean, it's cool, but your phone could be, you know, $600, $800, $1,000.
That's a fun story.
I don't think that's worth it.
I don't think so either.
You did get a picture of the tongue, though.
Yeah, because I'm feeding it. Leslie said that's one of her favorite pictures of me because I look so happy in it.
You look like you're laughing in it.
There's something about, like, when you're around animals that makes you feel like a kid again.
And the big animals. There's something about, like, giraffes or elephants or animals you have no control over, but, you know, it's behind that wall.
I always loved the monkeys, right? But there were a couple of those monkeys that have such weird butts that it's uncomfortable if you keep looking at their butt. Because there was one that it looked like
the baboons?
worse than that. I don't even know. It's a smaller monkey that had one of those big old red pink butts.
It kind of looks like it's inflamed.
It's a pig nose on its back is what it looks like.
Oh, that's the worst description I think I've ever heard.
That's
it looked like.
It does.
And so we were all like, do we look? Do we look away? Because I felt kind of embarrassed for the monkey.
I'm sorry, dude.
And there was this one gorilla who was looking at us who looked like he was angry. Like the whole time he looked at you like he was mad, like he wanted to come and get you.
Oh.
And then I read this deal. There's like ways you're supposed to look at the gorillas. Have you seen that? There's like body language you're supposed to show respect to the gorilla. Like you have to lean a certain way, have your head tilted a certain way.
And you bow.
Basically.
Like in
martial arts. And it shows respect. There's two different spots. I didn't read it till after we had stared down this one gorilla.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a gorilla charge at the glass?
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, there's a whole video of that, and the glass cracks.
That is scary.
You talk about wild? Forget that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's gotcha gossip.
Well, last night was the MTV Video Music Awards, one of my favorite award shows. And the reason I especially loved these when I was younger is because they were wild and crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you never knew what people were going to wear on the red carpet. And we basically saw that again last night.
Very, very edgy.
So if you thought it was edgy back in the early 2000s, no, it's much more edgy now because now we're kind of desensitized to seeing people's bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty wild on the red carpet last night, including Amber Rose, who showed up wearing what was essentially latex lingerie.
A cat suit.
Or it could be considered a cat suit. Big performances last night included the final performance with Post Malone and Aerosmith, which was pretty cool because Post Malone's doing Psycho and out comes Aerosmith.
That's pretty cool.
Jennifer Lopez won the Video Vanguard Award, which people were really freaking out about her. And, you know, she looks great.
She's amazing, yeah.
And now she's at that legendary status where people are kind of freaking out over her. Cardi B kicked off the show where we thought she was actually like carrying her baby and feeding her baby. And it was actually a VMA award, one of the Moon Men.
Yeah.
She won the Song of the Summer for one of Kai's favorite songs right now, the song I Like It. That's Cardi B. It was a really big night for Camila Cabello, though. So she won the Artist of the Year. Of course, Camila does this song right here. And Video of the Year for this song right here. So big night for Camila Cabello last night at the MTV Video Music Awards.
And we got to gossip on Drake. And Drake did something that is just so awesome to me. So we've all seen the Kiki Challenge, In My Feelings Challenge, the Shiki Challenge, whatever you want to call it.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Anyway.
Never fails. You both do the dance every single time.
It's so catchy.
Every time y'all both do
The great thing about it, it's so easy to do. It's a dance I can actually do and do fairly well.
I can't figure it out still.
Anyway, the best one I've seen thus far is this 11-year-old girl named Sophia Sanchez. Now, she turned 11 on Saturday. And the cool thing about it is she just had heart surgery. And she's waiting for a heart transplant.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, she's 11. She's in the hospital in Chicago, but that still didn't stop her from doing the Shiggy Challenge. And at the end of the video, she was like, hey, I just want to meet Drake. Well, Drake saw this video and actually caught up with her and made a visit to the hospital.
No, he did not.
He did. And it kind of, it gives me chills watching this video and seeing the picture because she looks so happy. He's happy. Everyone is just having an awesome time. If you want to check out that photo and the video, it's up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com, KFIN.com.
Got you gossip on Chrissy Teigen. Let's just say this. She knows how to make an entrance. So apparently, she threw up at her daughter's preschool orientation yesterday, and she apologized to parents on Twitter. This is what she said, and I quote, I'm sorry I projectile puked caffeine upon arrival. Mm. Couldn't open my eyes and had the noisiest newborn in the room. Not a joke. Very sorry. See you tomorrow. In another message, she explained there was three different things that contributed to her getting sick. One was, basically she says, it was a combination of the previous night's wine, Korean barbecue, and jet lag. Because if you remember, they've been in Bali for like a month on vacation, and it's a 15-hour difference.
Oh, my goodness.
So with all of that combined, it kind of made her sick. So, see, stars are just like us. They embarrass themselves that their kids were orientation.
That's right. Who doesn't projectile vomit on your kid's first day?
At open house, if you ain't puking, what are you doing?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You're getting up. You're headed to the bus stop. You're headed to the lines at school. I've heard a lot of talk about the traffic at schools.
Yeah, it's tough.
And people are like, I get there at like 2:15 and I can't get a good parking spot and I have to wait in line forever.
Isn't that insane?
It'll get better. It'll get better.
Does it get better?
It always does, yes.
Maybe about 5 minutes.
That's crazy, though. All right, David, are you ready?
I was born ready.
All right.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Brandon, I want to ask you a very specific question because you seem like the person that would actually say yes to this, but I just want to make sure.
All right.
Is it worth potentially being mauled to death to get a once-in-a-lifetime selfie?
Wait, what kind of animal?
Yeah, I mean...
maybe a bear.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
To get a selfie with a bear.
Oh, man. Think about that. Because if it works out, that's huge. It's worldwide.
Look at me and Smokey.
Yeah.
Right. There is a dude in Alaska who did just that. So he was walking around in this big national park and actually went into a restricted area where there were not one, not two, not three, not even four, but five massive grizzly bears eating salmon in a river. And we've all seen that where the salmon like jump out and they grab it with their teeth.
That gives me chills.
Well, this guy was watching them and decided to wade into the river with them to take a selfie with a bunch of bears.
Mm. Okay, that probably, because there's multiple, that might not be a good idea.
And bears, they're very, very fast. And you can't climb a tree to escape them because that's what they do. They climb trees.
Wait, they're fast?
Yes.
Yeah.
A grizzly bear is really fast.
Really?
So he stood there for a minute and a half taking these pictures with a bunch of hungry wild bears. And luckily, he didn't get mauled to death.
Well, he had to set a timer probably.
The 10-second timer.
Oh. And if it's portrait mode and not on the right lighting feature, then you have to try again.
You're absolutely right. And there's actually a video of this.
Oh, no.
And the video is wild. I'm going to post that up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com. You don't want to miss that. But he's also facing charges for going into that restricted area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a wild deal. But I also read about turtles taking photos. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that.
Do you know what kind of photos a turtle takes?
No.
Shelfies.
So no.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we talked about the K-Fine High School tailgate tour Friday mornings. Myself and Kelly and David, we go to high schools. We interview the football team. We interview the cheerleaders, the dance team, the band, student organizations, administration, coaches, boosters. Basically, we feature your community.
Yeah.
So we put up four of the teams who are playing on 0 week. They're playing home games in K-Fine Country. We talked about Valley View. We talked about Nettleton. We talked about Greene County Tech. And we talked about Hoxie. So out of those schools, the smallest school of the bunch displayed the most school spirit. So Friday morning, this crew is bringing this country music morning show to Hoxie High School.
Woo! Here we go. Let's go, Mustangs.
So I'm excited. We haven't been to Hoxie as this show.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, we had the chance to go to Walnut Ridge a couple of seasons ago, but we haven't done Hoxie. So Hoxie, you got to live up to it, man. We're excited to come there the first week of this season, all powered by Glen Sane Motors, Friday morning live in Hoxie. And I need to know, because one of our favorite things to do once we go to the school is, number one, what we eat when we're in Hoxie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody has any good places we should go before or after the school, or if somebody wants to bring us great food to the school, come on now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday morning live in Hoxie. We're excited about that. I just hope by the time we get there that old whatever this is over here.
Hello, everybody.
I hope that she's better.
I can't help it. I'm trying.
Give her something to read, David. Give her anything that she could read, because I think she sounds better today than she sounded yesterday.
I kind of think that too. Maybe it was the wellness tea I've been drinking.
Are you drinking wellness tea?
Yes.
What's in wellness tea?
I'm not really sure. I just told the girl, I was like, listen, I don't feel sick. I feel really good, but I'm losing my voice. And she was like, oh, we have this wellness tea. And then she starts going into, there's like some fruit infused in it, and it was hot. It was really good.
Well, the warmth sometimes helps to break up some of the gunk.
I gotcha.
I love that word.
Gunk.
So you feel better a little bit as far as your ability to speak?
A little bit.
But we need to knock this all the way out.
Yes.
Like, we got to fix it.
I know. Yeah.
Because Kelly was trying to get the day off. Let's just be honest.
I was not, Brandon.
She does that a lot. She'll send those texts like, oh, just not. It's like she's kind of fishing for a response.
Both of you are liars.
I just don't feel very good, Brandon. What do you think?
No, you read my text message.
I'm going to.
Good.
Because here's what happens. I'm on the treadmill and I'm running, right? And I'm not in the best mood.
Which one are you going to read?
Uh-oh. Take a look at this.
Whatever. Oh, whatever.
She's sending before and after workout photos.
That's not true.
Okay, she starts this one off, and let me tell you what time it is. This is 4:43.
Oh, great.
And here comes 5 text messages back to back. So I think the world is ending.
That's what it looks like.
I will be there tomorrow because I feel fine, but my voice is almost gone. Haven't used it until now. I may just be there in moral spirit.
I would not have read it that dramatically.
Been drinking hot wellness tea and have halls.
But because y'all were making fun of me yesterday for having just peppermints. And now,
because nobody takes peppermints.
That's all I had at
it's
the time.
It's not a remedy.
It's all I had.
We need a remedy.
I do need some remedies.
All I need is a remedy. Who's that?
Is that Christina Aguilera?
No, that's not Christina Aguilera. David.
It's a band.
What?
That's Christina Aguilera, David. Good job.
I thought she had a song called Remedy.
That's the Black Crowes.
I do, though. I need some home remedies.
All right, home remedies this morning. If anybody can help Kelly so we can get rid of the excuses that she's trying to make for all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Please.
I'm opening up the phone lines.
Can't stand you
right now. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have an issue this morning. Kelly's voice is almost gone. She says she's way too hoarse to work.
I did not say that.
So we're looking for a remedy, right? 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. Help a girl out.
Good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Abby.
Hey, Abby. What's going on with you this morning?
I'm heading to work.
All right. Well, do you have any remedies for me?
Local honey.
I do have some of that. Do I need to mix it with something?
People put it in like their tea, their coffee. My mom used to make me swallow a spoonful of it just by itself.
Really?
Okay.
So like I have some local honey, I think, from Miss Angie. It was given to me as a gift.
We sell some at Ace that's made like right down the road.
Okay.
You're going to have to go get some.
I'm going to have to get some.
Yeah, it's really good. A lot of people like swear on it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Looking to help Kelly with her hoarseness. We also have this up on Facebook as well. If you're at a point where maybe it's easier for you just to message us on Facebook, let us know how we can get rid of Kelly's voice. Hey, Kelly.
Wait. You said rid of Kelly's voice.
Problem is what I meant.
You're so evil today.
That's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. Is that what I meant?
Why is David laughing so hard then?
I think you meant it the way that you intended to mean it.
Hey, Kelly, let me hear you talk real quick.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kelly. Good morning. Hello.
I'm going to try to make it in the morning.
I don't know if I can make it.
I might be sick.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, Brandon. I'm not sure.
Wow.
That's what I got. That's so silly.
It's amazing.
She wanted me to say, oh, don't worry about it. And I said, no, come in.
Yeah. Oh, y'all are liars.
She was like, dang it.
I know she's so disappointed. I'm sure she wanted to sleep in and get some extra rest.
Right.
So, are you ready to celebrate some local
yes.
people? Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to
for
you.
It. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, August 21st of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Hallie Bryant. who is turning 8 years old today. Happy birthday.
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 Steve Kelly wishing you a happy birthday.
Steve Garrett of Jonesboro celebrates today. Kevin Metter, who's from Wynn, happy birthday. Scott Forrest from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, celebrating a birthday. Able to listen through the app or the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. How about Jamie Sears of Brooklyn? Happy birthday. Jason Hendren is celebrating. Dustin Clegg from Wynn. Ricardo Ramirez of Jonesboro. Ronald Caldwell, who's from Wynn, who just so happens to be related to our owner, Bobby Caldwell.
Happy birthday.
Terry Harrison of Jonesboro celebrates today, and Chad Lucas from Tyronza is turning 38. And if you have a birthday today, we say this, we say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Hayden Panettiere is 29 years old today. She was Juliet Barnes on the show Nashville.
Yep.
Brent has been losing his mind over this over the past week, month,
he's been planning.
Year.
He's been planning for this.
Yeah. Casey Musgraves is 30 years old today.
And I don't know why you make fun of me for Casey Musgraves, but I'm playing Casey Musgraves right this very second. Yeah, everyone knows someone
who knows right? Someone don't point at me every single time.
It's David. Seen enough. Get out, David. So legit, and I tweeted this last night, and people probably think I'm joking. I have listened to no artist more this year than Casey Musgraves.
I like her too.
And the album Golden Hour I've listened to no telling how many times. Probably the only album I've heard top to bottom all year.
That's cool.
Wow.
So, yeah. Happy birthday, Casey Musgraves. Y'all are making this weird.
You make it weird.
Go away. I'm moving.
I listen to her every day.
Can I move? Will somebody hire me to do something? I don't know what. I don't know what I'm good at.
You could go work for Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Arguably the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, turns 32. He's from Jamaica. Brody Jenner is 35. Okay. I feel like I get this lady's name wrong every single time. Is it Kelly's?
Kelly's.
Oh, wow.
39.
That's Kelly's.
Kelly's.
That's what I said.
Kelly's.
She sings Milkshake. My milkshake brings all the boys
to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better okay, than that's yours. Enough. Damn.
I love that song.
Thank you. That's weird,
you
too.
You would.
Kim Cattrall is 62.
Thank you, David.
Anyway, she's Samantha on Sex and the City. I won't get this one
oh
wrong.
Oh, my goodness. What is he doing?
Country legend Kenny Rogers turning 80.
Oh, let's celebrate Kenny.
You got to know when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em.
When to fold 'em.
Know when to walk away.
He's got a new album.
I do like Kenny Rogers, too.
Count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done, we could do this one, too.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Man, that's good stuff.
You have made me what I am.
I'll never forget the trip to Nashville. I picked the playlist, and it was Kenny Rogers. My wife wasn't really digging that.
Tender love is blind.
Here we go.
I love this song.
Two favorite things about this song, David.
Making love with each other.
What? Where are you going?
Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other.
Giveaway at Kate Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Ricardo Ramirez, the winner of a Kate Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly comes to work today and she can barely speak. And David and I are happy about that, but she's upset.
That's That's obscene. Both of you are
obnoxious.
Good
morning, y'all. It's good to see you again.
I barely made it in this morning. My throat's hurting.
Just for everyone, I did not say any of this. They are all liars.
She tried to get off of work today because she's hoarse.
She was indirectly asking.
Oh.
Exactly. So we're looking to give her advice on how to not have to deal with this tomorrow for the K-Fine Breakfast Club. 870-935-K-Fine is your direct line to the K-Fine studios.
Good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Christina Cameron.
Where are you calling from?
Paragold.
All right. Do you have any remedies for Kelly? Because she's driving us crazy.
Tell her to drink a hot toddy.
Okay.
Okay. So describe to me the hot toddy.
What's all in it?
When I do a hot toddy, I use Dr. Pepper, a cinnamon stick, local honey, and Tennessee honey whiskey.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
That does sound good.
It is amazing. Boil it and then drink it warm, and one will do a wonder.
Man, hot toddy. Hot toddy for all of us this morning.
Hey.
I think my throat's messed up now.
Right.
Me too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Friday morning, Hoxie High School. This show in Hoxie, Friday morning.
Let's go Mustangs.
It's a K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors. We'll see you coming up on Friday.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty album comes out September the 14th, and we now know the track listing to the album. There's a bunch of songs on there, nine of which were actually co-written by Carrie Underwood, which is a pretty big deal. The total number of tracks is 13. Cry Pretty's on there. A song called Southbound. How about this one? That song that we used to make love to. That's on there as well. Spinning Bottles is on there. End Up With You. Kingdom, of course, The Champion with Ludacris is in there as well. It's a bonus track. But Cry Pretty comes out September the 14th. And you can check out the official track listing when you go search Carrie Underwood on social media.
You know, guys, Chris Stapleton's reach is much like his beard. It's long and wide.
Okay.
That was awkward.
And what I mean by that is that he got a big, big love shout-out from one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
And really?
It was kind of unexpected. Kendall Jenner. She was at a Chris Stapleton show on Saturday in Los Angeles, and on her Instagram story, she put up the caption, "I love you, Chris Stapleton. Call me."
No way. Dude, I'd be calling.
Oh, without a doubt. Goodness. Now you're thinking maybe his wife has an issue with that. None whatsoever. She
really?
Said, when Kendall Jenner loves your husband and wants him to call her, but you also have strong love for Carr Jenner, what are you going to do?
Man, that's pretty cool.
It is awesome.
So there's a really cute video out of Keith Urban bringing his wife, Nicole Kidman, on stage and kind of embarrassing her. He already had two ladies on stage, and one of them was pregnant, and he's talking to the baby and saying, hey, this is basically your first time on stage. So it's really cute. The fans go crazy. You can check out the whole video on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com, KFIN.com. But there's also a new song out with Jillian Jacqueline, and the song is called If I Were You, and here's what it sounds like.
I'm not strong enough to resist for the both of us. If you stay, I'm gonna break your heart. I would make it stop before it starts. If I were you, I would be running. I would be leaving now. If I were you, I wouldn't look back. Oh, but I want you to keep it.
Pretty big endorsement to be a new artist and have Keith Urban on your song.
Yeah, if you want to check out the whole song, go to the BBITM blog on KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the first A-State home game is September the 1st, and we kick off that morning by making a huge mess on the campus of Arkansas State University.
You talk about a mess. Scarlet Black Game Day 5K Color Run for the kids of St. Jude is coming at you, powered by Medic One Focus Bank and the A-State Up Till Dawn chapter. 9 a.m. Aggie Circle next to the all-new Red Bull statue, yep, which looks awesome on the campus of A-State. And you can sign up right now online at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The MTV Video Music Awards were on TV last night, and I'll be honest, I did not catch them, but I've watched a bunch of stuff on them this morning. and I've checked out the red carpet. And my favorite thing about watching the MTV Video Music Awards when I was younger was what was going to happen, because they did the crazy stuff. The artists were always like over the top because MTV didn't stop them.
Yeah, and every year it was like, how are they going to outdo the previous year?
Yeah, so like the Grammys is respectable, right? And you have to wear decent clothes and stuff like that. At the MTV Video Music Awards, the reason it was always my favorite was because they wore the craziest, most revealing stuff. And so we're going through the red carpet and we're like, wow. First of all, we look through this and we realize that the MTV Video Music Awards skew so young most of the way that we don't know who most of the people are anymore.
Correct.
So if you're a parent and you were trying to watch with your kids last night and you didn't know people, we are right there with you. Yes. And we work in the music industry.
Right, me included.
Even David at the age of 25.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of people I was like, who is this?
So then it's funny because like the biggest performances, the ones that people are talking about this morning, number one, Jennifer Lopez in the Video Vanguard Award. She got that award and it was a really big deal because she did this medley of her different songs. And it sounded good. And people said she looks absolutely amazing.
She does. She absolutely looks like she's a freak of nature, I think.
Jennifer Lopez from last night. So she goes and does all these different songs and does a really great speech about how, who's she with right now?
A-Rod.
And they're like twin souls and stuff like
twin
that.
Twin souls.
So people were talking about that. They wrap up the show with Post Malone. So Post Malone is a rapper and his song is called Psycho. You know, Kai loves it. I like the song. But then they did this big surprise where at the end of the show, it's Post Malone and out comes Aerosmith,
man.
Which is pretty cool. That's Post Malone. In case you didn't know. So Aerosmith is about to make the big appearance. The crowd's about to go nuts. Isn't that cool? Those medleys where those artists come together.
I love that.
So Camila Cabello was a big winner last night, new artist. Actually, she won the best artist, and then the video of the year, Cardi B was there. But it was a pretty big night at the Video Music Awards. We're going through the fashion. Out of all the people you've seen, David, who was your favorite best dressed?
It's really come down to either Nicki Minaj or Amber Rose.
David, you're...
Go check out the red carpet from last night's VMAs.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever have one of those days where you think you're going to diet and you have the whole diet figured out and then dinner hits and all of a sudden it's all done with?
Oh, yes. Every day.
So basically, I go through this whole thing yesterday where I don't eat much. I'm going to drink some shakes, have a protein bar, and I'm going to lose weight. Right? Oh, I got to get ready for A-State football. I'm going to lose a couple pounds before I get out there.
Yeah.
That's my vision. So I'm not going to eat much until dinner, right? Because you see, you hear of stories like that, that kind of works. So I'm watching videos on YouTube last night that talks about how when you refuse to eat and you strip your body of all those calories, guess what happens?
What?
Your metabolism slows down. You're less likely to burn off the fat when you're not eating. But all of us have this idea, if we just stop eating, we're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've ruined it all. So I had Arby's last night.
Hey! Yeah. Win. I love it.
Okay, roast beef sandwich. What goes on top? You put cheese, Arby's sauce, or horseradish, the horsey sauce.
Dude. Oh, it's Arby's sauce for me.
Soak it in Arby's sauce.
Horseradish for me.
The little sliders are so good.
Oh, Kai gets the ham and cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes me want one of those.
Let's go get food right now.
Not here, though. We can't eat here.
Why can't we?
Why?
Why are we not allowed to eat here?
Because for whatever reason, people have a tendency to watch you eat around here.
Have we found like a little bit of a sore subject with you? Like a sore spot?
Dude.
Look at his face.
I know.
His eyebrows changed.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. In the world of radio, you don't get a lot of like free time, a lot of just kind of me time in the
middle
of the
day. No, there's
a
lot of people here with tons of free time.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, walk around the office.
some people.
We don't get much free time, but I mean, there's people who do nothing here.
But anyway, I mean, it's like, as soon as I get done with the show here,
that's
it's like,
true. And you know,
it is true.
You're only here for about 4 hours out of the morning and you know it.
It is true.
Anyway, so I do the show here. We do the after show. We do all kinds of different things. And then I'm immediately doing all this stuff. So it's like, I'm building up to lunch and I'm so happy when I get my lunch. Cause it's kind of like, hey, I can get, half an hour of me time.
Yeah.
So I went and got this burrito and it was awesome, but
you're about to cuss.
I had to stop myself.
He was about to.
But I'll be darned.
Yeah.
If my office cubicle area isn't full of people trying to watch cubicle, aren't trying to watch a soap opera, and they won't leave me alone.
Well, maybe it was a lunchtime soap opera for everybody.
I guess it was.
In those cubicles in that area, it's really, really, it's kind of quiet. You know what I'm saying? And like, I wouldn't want to eat. There.
So I'm trying to eat.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd rather eat in my car, I think.
Well, I may have to start doing that because I had one guy literally watch me eat. And I even addressed it. No. I addressed it. And I said, hey, you want to sit here and watch me eat? And he's like, oh, go ahead.
Stop it.
Yes.
See, to me, that's rude and people don't even realize they're being rude.
Yeah.
Because it's weird to watch somebody eat. Like if we were to go out to lunch and you said, I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to eat and you're not going to eat with me.
You wouldn't eat.
I wouldn't eat. No, I couldn't.
It is so awkward. And it was lunchtime. It was like 11:30-ish, somewhere in there.
Well, that person probably just got to work. Right? What are you laughing about? So let's make a rule. Let's make an office rule.
Office rule.
Yeah. What's the rule going to be, David? You make it.
Do not watch me eat.
Do not watch David eat.
Mm, okay.
I second that rule.
And I third that rule.
Thank you, Kelly.
What? Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So sometimes I start watching stuff and I'm kind of like wondering why I am watching it. And I had one of these moments last night because I saw the headline about Candace Cameron Bure. And I'm a fan of Full House.
Yeah.
Love Fuller House. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't she do tuna fish commercials too?
She does tuna fish commercials.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm a fan, right? So I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about. And I thought I would just first of all hit you with the audio. Can I just hit you with this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Because she's talking about something that I know nothing about. Okay?
All
right. maybe one of y'all knows more about this. I'm not sure.
Hey, the results are in.
Again, Candace Cameron.
How did I like the menstrual cup?
What?
I loved it. I loved it. First of all, I didn't even know the menstrual cup existed until a few months ago.
Okay, so she goes on to detail on her Instagram story, like this thing. And I'm over here going, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? And what is she talking about? Because I had not heard about this until she brings it up. But it's supposed to be better for the environment.
Well,
it's kind of like, let me give you what I think it's like, because I've seen a picture of one. So if I have like, I don't know, pre-workout or I have like protein and I need to put it in the top of a water bottle, it looks like a little bit of a funnel. You can open up the bottom of it and the stuff goes into the water bottle, right?
Right.
This is a funnel that essentially catches stuff that women have used other stuff for.
Oh my gosh.
It's legitimately a menstrual cup.
What's it made out of?
I guess it's made out of some type of
like rubber?
Rubber, latex? I don't know. I didn't do all the research. Maybe you can tell me more about it.
Is it reusable?
It is reusable. But supposedly, it is less, like, it bothers you less.
So less.
And toxic
or whatever.
Yes. And she goes on to say that she loves this deal. And she, like a lot of people, are like, oh, what is this whole thing about? And then once she tried it, she realized it was much better than the alternatives.
Really?
You guys ever get in a situation where you're watching something and you're questioning why you're watching something?
Yeah, can I ask you when and where you're watching this?
Instagram.
No.
It's on Instagram.
I need to know where you were physically located at and when.
And was your wife close by?
No, she was not anywhere near.
Is it true you've already bought your wife one?
You stop, that's weird.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So one of the things I want to be known for in my life is somebody who helps people out. I want to be a helper.
Yeah, I think you are a
good
helper.
You are, Brandon.
And Candace Cameron Bure is a helper as well, because on Instagram, she alerted me to a new trend that might be bigger in other places than here already, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this could be something we hear more about. You've heard of a fruit cup. Well, this is a menstrual cup.
Now I bring you...
So anyway, she's talking about... Stop making me laugh. She's talking about these deals and how they're good for females. So I was like, we're bringing it up, and it's Candace Cameron, so it's kind of a topical thing in celebrity world and all that kind of stuff. So I'm told that we have a pharmacist on the phone this morning who can give us kind of a technical explanation and if these truly are okay. You know, because I'm sure there are people who have tried them.
Yeah.
And maybe more people who are interested in possibly trying them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would help people this morning. Are you ready to go to the phones?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Good morning, man. What's up?
I was just listening to the conversation about the menstrual cup.
Yes.
I was going to let you know, I'm a pharmacist, and we sell those. I found those at a drug show a couple years ago, and they're made out of a silicone, and they last for about 12 months. And
really?
It's supposed to last all day long, and it's supposed to be reusable for up to 12 months.
That is unbelievable. Okay, so tell me the reason this is a benefit.
One, for cost. I mean, think of a box of tampons costs, what, $15 for a cheap box?
Right.
And then the Diva Cup is the main one.
Right.
So it is, there's two sizes, one for 20-year-olds and pre.
Right.
Women who have not had a baby yet. And then right. The other one is post-30 and women who have had labor.
Wow, that's wild to me.
That is crazy.
They're $30. So 1 year, you can pay $30 and have your whole feminine hygiene list covered.
So cheaper and better for the environment.
Are they supposed to be better for the female body as well?
Yeah, because, you know, you can get toxic shock syndrome.
All right. So you said you actually saw these at the trade show. You brought them back. How many people around here are using them? Are there a lot? Is it a few?
Quite a few people are using them. I brought it back and had my wife try it. Another girl from the pharmacy I work with, I brought them back and said, these are one of the products I got from the trade show. Let's try them out. If they work, let's stock them.
Right. You know what's interesting about this, though, is like to us today, it sounds crazy. And there could come a point in just a few years where this is the norm.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, it's honestly a lot more convenient. You don't have to run to the bathroom to change a tampon every two or 3 hours. You can, it's supposed to last 8 hours. Whether it does or not, I don't know. I've, you know, never asked a female.
It definitely piques my interest.
Mine too.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, it's interesting to talk about. But it's still, hearing the T word is still weird to me. Even if I've had to buy them at the store, it's still weird.
I'm in a room full of boys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Been talking about the menstrual cup. Learn more about that the last few minutes. Shout out.
Welcome to the show.
Yep. Gives new meaning to the term, the cup runneth over. But still, we won't even get into that.
Brandon.
Oh, my gosh.
Legit.
I can't believe I just heard that in that context.
We have learned more about it. Candace Cameron started the whole deal, and then we talked to a pharmacist.
Yep.
We appreciate all of you who can contribute to our show in any way that you can contribute.
Yeah.
Call
factual
us experts.
Things. Yeah.
Right. If we need a pharmacist, he's our pharmacist expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right. So 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. Let's do some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
All right. So last night was the MTV Video Music Awards, and it was a big night for entertainment. Ariana Grande was there with Pete Davidson, which was one of the big stories. Cardi B was also there. She opened up the show. So Cardi debuted new hair. She has new mom hair. And it looked like when she was out there on stage and she turned around, it looked like she might be feeding her baby, her newborn. But actually, it was a VMA moon man wrapped up in a towel, which people reacted to pretty big. Cardi B was awarded the winner of the award for the Song of the Summer for this song right here.
Diamond District in the chain.
I like it a lot.
So it looks like Camila Cabello was the big winner. She was named the MTV Video Music Awards Artist of the Year. And she also won Video of the Year for this song.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh,
Jennifer Lopez was there, and she was awesome. She looked amazing. And they closed the show with Post Malone and Aerosmith together.
That's awesome.
So big night last night at the MTV Video Music Awards.
All right, so I know we've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of these Kiki Challenge dances, Shiggy Challenge, In My Feelings, whatever you want to call it, Brandon. Yeah.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Yep. Say you never ever leave from beside me, because I want you.
Anyway, I think I found the best one.
What's
it's
that?
This 11-year-old girl. Her name is Sophia Sanchez. Now, it's kind of a, it gets at your heart a little bit because she had open heart surgery and now she's waiting for a heart transplant. But that didn't stop her from doing the In My Feelings challenge, right? So she did this in the hospital. The video goes viral and Drake sees it. And all she wanted was to meet Drake. And what does the guy do? Shows up to the hospital and hangs out with
that's
her.
That's cool.
It's a cool video. It's a cool picture. If you want to check it all out, it's up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
So Chrissy Teigen knows how to make an entrance. Apparently, she threw up at her daughter's preschool orientation yesterday.
Nice.
And she apologized to parents on Twitter. This is what she said, and I quote, "I'm sorry I projectile puked caffeine upon arrival. Couldn't open my eyes and had the noisiest newborn in the room. Not a joke. Very sorry. See you tomorrow." And then in another message, she said that basically everything that contributed to that was she had jet lag, which they'd been in Bali for about a month, so they're 15 hours behind, or ahead or something like that. And so there was that. She had had wine the night before and then Asian barbecue and a combination of all those.
Wine and barbecue coming out the next day.
So random embarrassing things happen to stars too.
There you go. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a new challenge out. It's called the Tip the Bill Challenge. And the whole idea behind the challenge is that you get your bill at the restaurant. And whatever the bill is, you tip 100%. So if the bill is $35, the tip is $35.
Wow.
Would you guys ever do that?
It'd have to be some really good service.
Like how good? Like you never have to wait for a drink?
Yeah, and they have to have a good personality.
And like they gave you a free dessert or something like that.
Something, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, if I go somewhere and somebody does something like I don't get charged for a drink or maybe they bring over something extra, dude, your tip is going up. So I'm going to give a heads up to every server out there. If I get extra, you're going to get the tip. The tip goes to you. The money goes to you.
You've heard it right here.
Brandon, I'm going to say this.
What's that?
A great idea in theory, but do you see where I work? Have you seen my check? I would love to do this, but I just literally cannot do it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood has released the track listing for her upcoming album, Cry Pretty. It's out on September the 14th. We know now that she has co-written 9 of the songs on the album. So, of course, Cry Pretty's on there. There's one called Ghosts on the Stereo. There's one called Backsliding that was co-written by Carrie. Southbound, co-written by Carrie. Drinking Alone, which was co-written by Carrie Underwood. And, of course, The Champion featuring Ludacris will be on there as well. If you want to check out the announcement, you can check out Carrie Underwood's social media for that. Carrie Underwood.
All right, so there was a big concert Chris Stapleton had on Saturday in Los Angeles. And there was one special guest he had out there that was a little bit unexpected.
Who?
Kendall Jenner. And she not only went to the show, she loved it. She put up on her Instagram story a picture of him performing that said, "I love you, Chris Stapleton. Call me."
Dang.
Wow. Imagine Kendall Jenner is sending you those kind of messages. Come on now.
I know that. I'm so used to Kylie doing that, but not Kendall.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kim and Courtney. And
well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what happens.
Yeah. Well, there's a really cute video of Keith Urban bringing his wife, Nicole Kidman, on stage and kind of embarrassing her. So he already had two ladies on stage. One of them was pregnant. And basically he said he wanted it to be the first time that the baby was on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they take a selfie. And then the fans went crazy. I know y'all are making fun of me. Thank
no,
you.
We're not.
But you can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com. But he also has a new song out with Jillian Jacqueline. And the song is called If I Were You, and here's what it sounds like.
I'm not strong enough to resist for the both of us.
If you stay, I'm gonna break your heart. I would make it stop before it starts. If I were you, I would be right.
If you want to listen to the whole song, go to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have America's Got Talent, 7 o'clock on NBC, as round two of the live quarterfinals are going on.
Hey, that show actually, when I get caught up in it, when I watch it, I really enjoy that show. Caught and it's not like, just because of Heidi Klum, so stop making that face. I can tell you're making the face at me like that.
Are you caught up like Usher?
I'm caught up. So
caught up. Got me feeling it. Whoa, you're going to hurt yourself with that move. I don't know what that is.
He's snapping, but it looks like his body is having a problem.
It's a weird gyration.
Because that's what you do, right? If you remember the video, he was doing like that, the doo-wop swing.
I'm
going to have to rewatch the video.
Caught up. I'm going to play the song. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead and do that. Another great show on TV tonight is Beat Shazam, 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network.
Such a great show.
One of my favorite shows of all time because they're contestants.
Watched it one time.
The rigorous screening and they get the riffraff out.
Yeah, exactly.
The riffraff.
Welcome back to the riffraff. Isn't that a rapper?
I think it is. I think it is. But they're going to have some great performances on there because Lance Bass from NSYNC will be on there. Okay. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. And Shaquille O'Neal. He's going to be on there too.
Or Shaq.
He's on there with those two?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really fit. But Shaq is going to be on Beat Shazam tonight.
All right.
Bachelor in Paradise on ABC. Fear Factor is going to be on the 9th season finale of that. Plus, Jimmy Fallon will have Ashley McBride from K-Fine Country. Yeah. And Jimmy Kimmel will have Brett Eldridge.
You know what's funny? He always flips right through Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. So I flipped that on last night, and for the first time ever, I saw Bachelor. I'm telling you, I've never seen Bachelor in Paradise ever. And the first person I see on the TV is Tia Booth, David's cousin.
From Wiener, Arkansas.
And then I see Tia and Colton on the bed together, and all of a sudden, he tells her that he thinks they should be dating, and she's the happiest person on the planet.
I don't know if I need to watch that.
Well, they were wearing clothes, David.
You say they were laying in a bed
together. They were sitting on the bed on the beach.
I don't know.
You're being weird about this.
We don't even know if it's his cousin.
It is my cousin.
Never claimed him one time.
I'm getting that yearbook that says where she put.
Everyone says that.
That used to be a thing.
It was not. No. At a wrestling friend. That except for her.
At a wrestling friend, Brian Lee. What's up, cuz? He would say it all the time. All the time.
That was in the 90s. This was in the 2000s.
Okay, whatever. Tia Booth on TV tonight. Have a great day, everybody.